Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, it's hard to believe, but as of this recording, we are just a week away from Memorial Day and the unofficial start to summer. So what are your summer plans? Do you plan a vacation or maybe a staycation at home or maybe some small day trips with your family? Or maybe you're planning a home improvement project of some type. Or perhaps you haven't even thought that far, which is kind of where I am, actually. I'm just looking forward to warmer weather and some time on my patio, relaxing a bit. And baseball. If you know me, you know baseball's never far from my thinking in the summer. Well, whether you have big plans or little plans or whatever you feel like it plans for this summer, you know, we can't ignore the fact that our plans are not the final word as to what this summer might have in store for us. For example, if you happen to live in Hawaii, especially the Big Island, you're well aware that your summer plans will probably have something to do with the aftermath of an erupting volcano, as we have seen in the news. If you live a little further east in the Midwest, you know your summer may include a storm or two, and that may produce tornadoes. And in the South, if you live there, you know you need to prepare now, as your summer may include a hurricane. And if you live out west, you know the dryness of your summer may bring wildfires. You know, none of these things are pleasant, nor are they planned. But these things may happen to us this summer. And entire lives, not just this summer, have been changed and impacted forever in Santa Fe, Texas, in the aftermath of the horrific and tragic high school shootings that we heard about last week. Entire lives shattered. Plans completely changed. You know, this summer may also bring us some interesting global events we haven't planned. One look at the headlines right now tells us of uncertainty in the Middle East with the recent acknowledgement of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and the unhappiness of the Palestinians over that. And what is to come of North Korea's willingness or unwillingness to denuclearize? Will they even come to the negotiating table on that one? Not to mention Iran, Russia, China, and all the angst and issues there. Yes, this summer could hold much that we didn't plan. And I hope I didn't just ruin your thoughts about summer. But what I do want us to think about is, how do we face this future without fearing it? Is courage an option? Oh, you know it is, and Scripture reassures us of that. You know, Jesus had a message for his disciples and for us on how to think and how to prepare for the future, including this summer. And we look at that in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 4. And he says, Jesus says, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." Well, that isn't a real pretty picture, I know. But Jesus once wanted his disciples then and wants us now to know what to expect so we can face it with courage. If you've been following along in our recent studies, we've been reading Max Lucado's book, Fearless. In chapter 13, Max gives us some understanding, and he has such a great way of putting this into today's terminology. So let me give you some passages from Max Lucado. He says, "Real courage embraces the twin realities of current difficulty and ultimate triumph. Yes, life stinks, but it won't forever. As one of my friends likes to say, everything will work out in the end. If it's not working out, it's not the end. Though the church is winnowed down like Gideon's army, and though God's earth is buffeted by climate changes and bloodied by misfortune, though creation itself seems stranded on the Arctic seas, don't overreact. And then he quotes Psalm 37. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. And then he goes on to write, avoid Pollyanna optimism. We gain nothing by glossing over brutality of human existence. This is a toxic world. But neither do we join the Chicken Little chorus of gloom and doom. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Somewhere between Pollyanna and Chicken Little, between blind denial and blatant panic, stands the level-headed, clear-thinking, still-believing follower of Christ. Wide-eyed, yet unafraid. Unterrified by the terrifying. The calmest kid on the block, not for lack of bullies, but for faith in God. The old people of God knew this in Psalm 27. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. All things, big and small, flow out of the purpose of God and serve his goodwill. When the world appears out of control, it isn't. When warmongers appear to be in charge, they aren't. When ecological catastrophes dominate the day, let's not let them dominate us. So we plan our summer like we plan each day, with hope and optimism and purpose and curiosity and courage. Because each day is the Lord's, and we are to be stewards of each day to his glory. Not to be fearful, but to be resolved that we have a lot of work to do to share his light every place we go, and to know that if things aren't working out, then it's not the end. And we have more to do. And that is what we fix our thoughts on. So thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.